here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hi friends. Checking in on Love Island UK. It's post movie episode, post CASA.
It's moving quick.
Decision day. It's a fucking excellent season. I think that's why it feels like it's moving fast.
I do like it, but now I will be bored after. There's not really much left to look forward to after the movies.
I was thinking the same thing. It's there. It hits a little bit of that, like, oh, the couples are in love and like, you're like, fuck this, but they have to tighten. There's a lot of people right now. It's a packed house.
They need to make the end worth staying for.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit about love anymore? They need it to be like the challenge at the end, you know, something good.
I think it's just, they need to tighten it up. Like, we don't actually need that long to figure out who you're going to pick. And like the extra week drags on a little bit.
4 weeks in there, Leah.
I thought the CASA to the recoupling, phenomenal. I mean, Ty, like, we knew it was gonna come, but it still was like shocking to see.
I didn't know that was gonna come. I didn't know that.
I thought,
I'm disappointed in Ella. I'm very disappointed in her.
This is the thing. You closed off. I understand what she's saying about Ty before, but you guys made the choice to close off and you went in there like arguably the most single person the way she acted.
Yeah.
True or not true? She was like,
she was acting desperate for his love. And then you come back with some guy. No.
So weird.
And she knew Ty more than we did. And
right.
We could see that she shouldn't have done that. At least give it a try. At least come back single so you can guilt him.
Because if you went in there and like her argument was like, well, I thought his head was going to turn. It's like, if that's how you feel, then you are like, you're making the wrong choice. Then if you can't buy him for a minute, I was good.
I really was for him. It made me sick.
The way she says,
felt like it was my baby up there. I couldn't love him more. He's not more handsome to me now. I love him. I think he's adorable and I couldn't talk higher of him.
Even the way he dealt with it, I give him major credit for. Yeah. Up until like the Katie stuff was a little childish, right? Like hitting on Katie right in front of her when he knew he wasn't interested.
It had to be done.
But even the way he dealt with movie night, he was like, I got to forgive her, isn't it? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like he's acting so mature from where he began. It's really amazing.
He looks so handsome. And the new guy coming in with her, Ty looked so much cuter than Uzi. Listen, or whatever the fuck his name is. He looks like a crackhead homeless person off the street.
What's with the fucking dreads coming forward and like pinned with bobby pins? I don't understand his appeal.
I didn't find him attractive.
No, me neither. I think Ella showed who she is in that situation. And like, but without Ty and Ella, like this whole batch of episodes would, like, they are the drama.
They should win. And she shouldn't listen to Anna. Anna and Casa was saying, gave her the worst advice as a friend. You know that he's going to be fucking around, Ella. And that's where it clicked for her.
Yep. You can't listen to people. It always bites them into their ass when they listen to these idiots. Like, you got to just do what you want to do. The way she did it was just like,
I was so sick. I was sick over it. I felt bad for Ty so much. He looked so heartbroken.
Like, while the recoupling was happening, I was just like,
I couldn't believe she came out with him.
I knew she was.
Did they force her to? And I'm surprised he forgave her so fast.
I know. It's just like
Casa Moore is the best thing on TV.
So
if we could just take a pill and get to Casa Moore and be invested in these people and then pop out every week, they could just somehow get that as a weekly show with different people.
So
it's just
good.
So good. But it does take so much investment for us to
pay off. I mean, the other interesting, like, I think the other interesting, like, good drama filled, like the Sammy Jesse stuff. Jesse, is that right? Yes. Sammy Jesse stuff is Jess. Is good too. I liked her. I mean, when she went to tell him, like, listen, this is the third, like, trio I'm in. I'm not here for it. Like, you got to make your decision or whatever. she stayed in that conversation too long where she kind of lost her power because she was really kind of like begging him to pick her. You know,
I'm not into them. I'm not into
him. I'm not either.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like her.
No, I'm not attracted to him. He's not cute to me. How could they get rid of Mehdi and keep Sammy? The show really falls short there. Mehdi was a star of the show. One of the stars. He was a value added to the show. Why would you get rid of, they shouldn't be allowed to get rid of these main men.
Yeah.
Who in the UK is voting against Mehdi? Who hated him that much?
I know. I think it was, people just didn't think they were a match. And he got kind of screwed because Whitney is more popular.
Well, they voted the least liked man. How could it have been him?
Yeah. It's like,
They should ignore it. It should be like American Idol, where we all think that people are voting. Nobody's counting those votes. It's picked. Be the producers and make us a good show, because getting rid of Mehdi, getting rid of Rucci, you're getting rid of dynamic players that change the game.
I forgot about her entirely.
But she would have stuck around. It's just these people that I think shouldn't be gone when there's other people who are way more dead behind the eyes. Molly, that whole thing was a scam. Why did it not work out and you guys panicked? Did the ratings drop? Did you go on Twitter too long and see that everybody wanted Molly back and they were shocked? Then you bring her dumbass right back in 2 episodes later. It was ridiculous.
I thought it was great, her coming back. I don't know.
Great. I wish I didn't know. But
yeah,
it's like everyone seems to hate her. No one really seemed to be happy she was back. And it's either you're on the show or you're not. Bring her back a couple seasons later. You kicked her off the freaking show. Now the rest of the times we're watching this show, we're going to wonder, are they coming back? Is this real?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. What's weird is like, as soon as they came back, I haven't seen a moment of Zach and Molly since they've like fallen off into the ether. It's like they're not even on the show anymore. You don't see them at all.
And how dare she be mad that he's not heartbroken and he's moving on with his life? Well, he's watched 20 seasons of Love Island and nobody's come right on back in. Was he supposed to wait around for you like a delusional person and they put him in the freaking padded cell because they're trying to tell him Molly's not coming back?
I'm a big Zach fan. Generally, I really like him as a.
Yeah, I think he's cute.
I don't know. I think like he gives good advice. I like listening to him talk. I think Molly is the wrong one. I think she was gonna play him somehow. I don't know why.
She's just an actress.
Yeah, I mean, the producers are doing the most this season, which I appreciate. They are fucking working. They are
bringing her back. It's great. Oh, but was it planned or was it just panic? Right. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I don't know either, but I think it's great.
It was great. Television. I wish I didn't know. That's why we have to watch live one of these seasons so that nothing can get ruined.
We have to. I think we just got to get a VPN.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enough is enough.
People do it, you know?
Yeah.
And what else? Mitch is funny with this girl. Now he's in love.
Yeah. It's like,
but who gives a shit about Mitch?
No yeah, way. I think you're right. Like, I don't know who else wins if it's not Tyreek and Ella. Like, who's couple that they are? They're the full show. The last episode where they were fighting, where she's like walks right up to Katie and him is like, what is this? Is this a thing? And they just start fighting in front of everybody. I'm like, oh, this is the show. Like,
that's what I was thinking, watching the dumb ultimatum. Ty and Ella are in love. Ella wants to kill somebody over someone talking to Ty. These people act like they love each other on the ultimatum. I was just kept the entire time I was watching the ultimatum. I'm thinking, what if Ella was on this show? That's a person who's really in love. You would go nuts like that.
Right. Right.
You wouldn't be just watching. That's why those shows suck. The show was okay, but none of it was real. Because nobody gives a shit about anybody like Ty and Ella.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
True love. When I heard Tiffany tell us that it 300 person production on Netflix, that told me everything I needed to know. It's like you have 300 people producing a show that's like it's fully produced. You know what I mean?
And how much they're exhausting those people by making up. Just let them be on the freaking reality show. It's depleting from the show's quality.
Well, I mean, look at Love Is Blind. They had like people saying that they were keeping them like in isolation. And
makes sense.
That's kind of what Tiffany told us. Like they said 16 hours of filming a day.
It's crazy. It's going to be like the crazy case of Natalia / Love Is Blind here in a few years. It's going to be documentaries of it.
Yeah, it probably will be.
Being abused.
I mean, there's a documentary waiting to happen on Love Island, too. It's just the door is closed, if you will. Like they have a tight, tight ship because this shit is also heavily produced, but it's great. And they're keeping it all. They're making them have every conversation on camera. You know,
they should cut the baby scene that's coming.
Oh, God. I'm not going to watch that episode. I hate that.
The lifeguards at this Arizona swim park, or whatever the hell, water park you call it, they're carrying around these fake dolls, and it was just really creepy. I guess they're pretending, but this one guy seemed to just love it a little bit too much. I don't know.
It's just like the crappy lake.
Oh, good thing I meant to bring that up. What else could they have named it?
Yeah, it needed a better show.
The name, that better name, does not reflect how the quality of the show.
No, I agree. And they honestly, like I said, they needed to create a name where they could go anywhere. Sonia and Luann take Bent.
Right.
Sonia could have
been Bent and Jollies or whatever the hell.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know. Something.
Crappy Lake.
Could just reformat for other seasons because this train's got to keep going. I can't have just one season. You know, we need more. All right. What else? Any other these are just our random.
Feel bad, Catherine
and Scott. We watched so much.
I don't care about Catherine and Scott.
Don't care at all.
Sorry. Whitney, a lover, wish she was
love
in a dynamic
Whitney.
Relationship.
Star,
her talent's being wasted.
It's 100% being wasted. I couldn't agree more because who's that guy? I don't even know his name.
They need to get, I don't even know who she's with. They need to get more sex games in. It needs to be a sex game every single episode.
I couldn't agree more.
Let's
You need to do, at this
bit.
Point, what they get away from what they're doing in the beginning to cause drama, which is like the double dare games and the sex position games and the how many people have you slept with games. We need to keep blowing shit up, but what they do is they have to stop doing that so that people start to like one of these couples, you know?
Right.
That's like, that's a turn they shouldn't do. They should just like keep it going till the end, and the people who can survive that, like to your point, more challenged, like are the winners. Like if you can handle hearing about how many people they've fucked and what they think about this and this, that, and that, that's like when you have dynamic
and watch them make out with each other. Yeah, because in Casa when they're playing those games where Casa one wins, that's great. It's excellent. I could watch it over till I'm 100.
Yeah, I love
it. It's so stupid but so simple.
And I just love the desperation of Casa too. It's like the people have a limited amount of time, so they're just like out here, you know. It's like, yeah, it's good.
It's only 3 days. It seems like it is shortened. And how did poor Neo get wrapped in? I mean, what basement did they pull Neo out of? And the people have to pretend they care about Neo.
What do you mean pretend they care? They were like,
I know, they were loving
it. Fuck?
I'd be like, fuck Neo. I'm going to go to bed. I don't even care.
if somebody's giving you Neo tickets, are you going?
Probably not.
Yeah, I guess.
What am I
going to
go do?
Like
I wouldn't go probably. Ooh, put on the radio and go sit at IHOP. I'm not going to go. I don't know.
The Neo thing was weird.
To deal with, it's so funny. To deal with traffic and to deal with all that, to go somewhere and almost get shot in America. No,
I know. It's so true.
Like I bring my kids to fireworks. I can't wait till these kids are old enough. The only reason I go is because my parents are into it. They want to go, they get they get lawn chairs and get it early in the day. And then it's become like a tradition. The kids love it. But, you know, Warner's sitting there. He's like, film it, film it. I'm like, I'm not fucking filming it. Here's my phone. You film it, you know? And then they're watching it on the way home and they're just loving it.
Oh my God.
And it's torture to me. And it's a perfect spot to go shoot up a whole sea of people at a freaking fireworks show.
I just am not a crowd person, really.
No.
And it's going to take like Beyonce, obviously.
Yes.
But it's a crowd of like-minded people. Like to get into Beyonce.
Worth the risk.
God willing. It's you have to pay a price point that somebody probably isn't going to pay to mass shoot. Let's hope.
Right. Like, that's, I think about
that's
that.
That's like the kind of event I want to be at.
How do they protect? Like really, I guess they do protect them. I mean, whatever, they make you have clear bags. You can't do this, that, and the other. But just as it's in this day and age for Beyonce to be out there that close to that mass of people, or Taylor Swift to be out there, you know, good for them, because
now she's got her kid out there too.
Scary.
Right? The blues out there.
Yeah. That's so sweet. It is so heartwarming.
Yeah. I love to see it.
They're a nice family. And what a nice girl. What a life that she gets to have. That's it's so incredible.
Yeah. And they're like, you know, they're fostering her creativeness. Like, of course she could be creative, right? She's coming from that. But
they could treat her like shit. Tell her, you're not getting on that stage. I'm Beyonce, you know?
Right.
And Beyonce genuinely has such a happy face when she sees her. It's really
it's probably
so
pure joy. I mean, imagine seeing your kid like bust her ass in front of at 11.
J-Lo's kid like flinches when J-Lo walked by at the Super Bowl. Blue's telling her to go fuck off. You know, she feels comfortable.
Blue checks them, I think.
It's really like she seemed like a good girl.
Yeah, I love it.
Where does Blue go to school? Who's friends with Blue?
I know.
What's Blue doing? It's wild. The life of Blue. I would watch that show.
Oh, in a moment. I would just watch her assistants and team. I bet she has a whole team of like caretakers.
I wonder if they try to keep her level headed or if she does have a life like that.
No, you got to, you're like royalty, right? Like, I think that's like Prince William's kid at this point. Like,
right
in that echelon.
Keep him safe. Like, even beyond that.
Right. Cause Beyonce walks in with Prince Harry and not Prince Harry, whatever, any of them, they're coming to her, right?
Yeah. And living in this world, they got to pay so much to keep their families safe. It must be so stressful.
Oh my God. Insane.
I can't imagine. Funny. When is that Beyonce concert?
The end of next month.
Wow. August. So she's coming to the 26. States.
Can't wait. Oh yeah. She started her US tour a couple days ago. I've had a few people go in my network.
Oh, she's in the US. She's in the US.
Philly,
gosh,
I think.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Really?
Stateside. All right.
Can you imagine doing that every night?
No, it's unbelievable. I couldn't
really
even imagine
something.
Ever doing it once. And like what Taylor Swift is doing, she just did the entirety of America. Now she's doing an entire worldwide tour where she's added dates like in South America and other places. It's like, Jesus.
No, I just see that Margot Robbie, she's in L.A. Then she's with Ekansu. Yep. I'm like, oh, Ekansu was in L.A. It's like, no, she's
in London.
Too much. It's crazy. I can't imagine.
She's looking a little bit robotic.
Margot
and
looks exhausted.
Like, well, now it's over because of the strike. So that's good. Like, she gets to sit down because she was looking thin and tired.
I love how the nanny, Fran Drescher, Queen Fran Drescher.
Yeah, is the head. I know.
What a world.
What a world. I love it. Fuck them. They need
hilarious.
To, like, I love that they're on strike.
I do too.
Union. I am pro all of this.
I think it's nice.
Get their money. Yeah.
The WGA or whatever should have come to the writer's side a week later. Took them a little
the
too long.
The writer's guild.
The
actor's guild.
Sorry.
Meme?
The actor's guild.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, I think their major battle, their fights, like the two major battles are dividends, right? Because like you used to make money when shit replayed on TV and they've like changed the deals. So people are getting screwed there.
Oh, I don't know anything
AI.
About anything.
Oh yeah. So it's like essentially like, remember when Friends used to
and they're
like,
battling the big
on...
studios.
Right. So like when Friends used
not
to replay
because it's streaming. I see.
Yep, exactly. So they don't get any residuals or like any money for how much, and they also don't know how much something's seen or get paid off that, so they're battling that. And then AI, which is like essentially actors,
they have
don't
to pay
want
people what they're worth up front,
their face, their face being used without their consent, all this stuff. It's very interesting. See what happens.
We're on billboards across the world in Japan and we're okay with it.
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't it?
That'd be hilarious.
We'll be back. We'll check in on Love Island at the end. Probably just like talk about it on one of our usual pods. And we'll be back before you know it. We love you guys.